please welcome Jeannie Fitchin.
Not my favorite thing to do. I like the natural sound of the guitar. Okay. Oh, wow. What a wonderful crowd. This is great. So nice to see you all. How many are here for the first time? Wow, you are making history. You are making memories as well. Celebrating with us 50 years of the Florida Folk Festival. One of the largest, longest-running festivals in the country. And we all know that we keep coming back because we love it. Right? I'm here tonight, as I have been for the past 35 years, because I have a strong affection not only for this festival, but also for the Suwannee River and this gorgeous park, the warm, inviting town of White Springs, and the family of friends that I have made over these years that have become so important to me, have become a part of me. It's just a baby in the cradle when it all began. Singers, pickers, dancers, and old-time folks with roots all over the from a wooden stage, large oak trees abound, old-time music blending with the Suwannee River sound. So here I sing to you all of my old friends. The strength in knowing what we share brings us together again. Sharing the part of you that is now a part of me. The Folk Festival had a very humble beginning under the canopy of oaks, but the sounds emanating from that first stage, which was wood, just sort of filled up the sky. And over the years, we have had so many wonderful performing families here at the festival. I think the ones with the greatest longevity, though, are the two that are standing right here, the Jay Smith family. Jay was here as a single performer in 1959 for the first time. And then he brought his wife, Peggy, and eventually their children, and they all performed on the stage, the old marble stage, I guess, at that time. And their children, of course, have grown up, and they have children of their own. But they're still with us. They keep coming back year after year, still singing the old songs and telling the stories. Please welcome Jay and Aunt Peggy Smith.
Thank you so much. We first came over here in 1958, just to, as you all are out there, to enjoy the program. We were only able to be here for the afternoon, Saturday afternoon program because we had two tiny children. But by the next year, we had met Cousin Thelma, and she had invited us to be on the program. So we started in 1959, and we've been here ever since. We do go home to Jacksonville in between, but we come back every year. And one year, we got a telephone call from Cousin Thelma. She said, "I'm going to be on the Virginia Adder Show." It was a television program in Jacksonville. And going to promote the festival, and we'd like you to come down, you and Peggy, to come down and sing on the program and bring the young'uns, and you all sing together as a family. So that's the first time we did that, and we did it every year until the children grew up and our two daughters are in Tennessee and Ohio. Our son is over in Orange Park with family activities that they couldn't get away from this weekend. But they sang with us, and I've realized today that the last time the five of us sang together was 25 years ago for the 25th anniversary. But since then, we've had our grandchildren singing with us some, and we always sing the old songs that Peggy and I learned growing up in South Carolina. Some of the songs are older than this country. I'll give to you a paper of pens. That's the way my love begins. You will marry, marry me, if you will marry me.
I'll accept the paper of pens if that's the way your love begins. I'll not marry, marry you, I'll not marry you.
I'll give to you a blue silk gown with silver tassels all around. You will marry, marry me, if you will marry me.
I'll not accept your blue silk gown with silver tassels all around. I'll not marry, marry you, I'll not marry you.
I'll give to you a red silk gown with golden stitches all around. You will marry, marry me, if you will marry me.
I'll not accept your red silk gown with golden stitches all around. I'll not marry, marry you, I'll not marry you.
Well, I'll give to you a gown of green, and you can shine like any queen. You will marry, marry me, if you will marry me.
I'll not accept a gown of green, and I may shine like any queen. I'll not marry, marry you, I'll not marry you.
I'll give to you a coach and four, you may ride from door to door. You will marry, marry me, if you will marry me.
I'll not accept your coach of four, that I may ride from door to door. I'll not marry, marry you, I'll not marry you.
I'll give to you the keys to my chest, you can have money at your request. You will marry, marry me, if you will marry me.
I will accept the keys to your chest, I may have money at my request. I will marry, marry you, yes, I will marry you.
Well, you love coffee, I love tea, you love my money, but you don't love me. I'll not marry, marry you, oh, I'll not marry you.
Well, I guess I'll be an old maid, take my chair and sit in the shade. I'll not marry at all, at all.
We'll not marry at all. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think probably one of the most unusual family of performers are standing right here, the Makeley families. They actually auditioned over the telephone many, many years ago. Cousin Thelma Bolton, the director at the Florida Folk Festival at that time, she had the final word on everyone when she was so impressed with what she heard. And I think it originally was Mama Elroy, Simba Tina, and Ruth Ann. And then later on, Lucinda. And now, some of the granddaughters. Mama Elroy's has taught them all to yodel, and they yodel in harmony. They yodel all over the place. They're absolutely amazing. I remember the first time I heard them, my throat hurt. It was wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Makeley family.
Thank you. When Jeannie asked us to be a part of this, she said, you need to share a memory and you need to share a song. And we've been doing this for more than 30 years, so we have a lot of memories. And I was thinking about it, and I know my mom particularly remembers that telephone audition with Cousin Thelma. And Cousin Thelma said, okay, I'll let you in on the basis of that, but if you want your daughters to sing with you, then you need to get out to Jay and Peggy Smith's house and sing for them. So that's what we did, and that's how we got started in the festival. And I know that my sister Bettina remembers the great hippie invasion of 1972. Were any of you here for that? Yes, she was a 15-year-old wild child, and when she was not on stage singing, she was down on the river sharing peace and love with the hippies. My sister Lucinda lived far away for a while, and then she came back to Jacksonville and wanted to be a part of the group, so we forced her to learn to yodel. I'm sure that's her memory, is saying, oh man, I gotta learn to yodel if I wanna sing with them. But she did, and she's gonna prove it tonight. My daughter Emily, the thing that comes to mind with her is the time that we coaxed her out on stage to sing with us on the old marble stage when she was 8 years old. And it took us such a long time to get her to actually do it that we said, okay, you can sing with us again when we don't have to coax. And she's finally here, and we don't have to coax her anymore. She sings. For me, though, what stands out, and it's actually a memory from when we first came to this festival as spectators. We weren't part of it yet. And what a blinding revelation it was for me to find out that there are other people in the world like us. Kindred spirits with musical souls. I was a teenager then, and teenagers never think that they fit in anyway. And this was in the days of Led Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix, and what I did best was yodel, so I really thought I didn't fit in. So when I was out there in the world, I thought I was an ugly duckling. But when I got to be a part of this, that's when I knew I was one of the swans. Thank you. I know we all feel that way. And we come back here every year for that family reunion with the kindred spirits, the swans. When they asked us to do a song, there was never any question what song it would be, because this one is a song that my sister Bettina wrote, and it's all about all of our memories and the wonderful times that we've had here over the years. And it's called White Springs Yodel.
The tower under the Florida sky. We come together for some family harmony. We bring our music, you bring your musical soul. They will feel our hearts from Georgia to the Keys. Adi-da-lay.
Something. Oh man. Well, another wonderful performing family to grace the stage a long time ago was the Beers family from Petersburg, New York. Bob, Evelyn, and their daughter Martha were world-renowned performers of traditional music, and they loved coming to this festival. In fact, they fashioned their own festival in New York, the Fox Hollow Festival, after this one. They came for several years, and one beautiful Scottish ballad that they brought to us was called Dumbarton's Drums, and it was a song that we sang long ago. We continued to sing year after year, somewhere at some venue at the festival during the weekend. A few years ago, a beautiful young woman greeted me behind the stage after one of my performances, a young woman I hadn't seen in many years. And she is the niece of Bob and Evelyn Beers, the daughter of Bob Beers' sister Janet of the Boyer family. The Boyer family was also one of those multi-talented family of performers, singers, and musicians. Susan was a child, a mere child, when she performed here. Her whole family came down from Missouri and performed here for several years. And I'm delighted now that Susan is residing in Florida, and she has agreed to perform Dumbarton's Drums with us, with me tonight. And please, if you all feel like singing, please do. We would love it. She's also brought the psaltery. This is what Bob used to play, Bob Beers. Beautiful, beautiful instrument, and she also plays it so well. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Susan Boyer Haley.
Please do join in. I know you'll recognize the melody. It's a song that has been in my family for five generations. Our relatives brought it over from Ireland and Scotland, and this is what the festival is all about, continuing to sing these old songs and honor the tradition. So please take this song home with you if you don't know it, and join us loud and clear if you do. Dumbarton's Drums.
Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fun delight can steal upon me when Johnny kneels and kisses me. Across the fields of bounding heather, Dumbarton tolls the hour of pleasure, an hour of love that has no measure, when Johnny kneels and sings to me. Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fun delight can steal upon me when Johnny kneels and kisses me. Is he alone?
his graceful eye, it doth invite me. And when his tender arms enfold me, the blackest night doth turn and deep. Please join us. Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fun delight can steal upon me when Johnny kneels and kisses me. My love, he is a handsome laddie, and though he is Dumbarton's caddy, someday I'll be a captain's lady when Johnny tells his vow to me. Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. Delight can steal upon me when Johnny kneels and kisses me.
Brought some of our favorite singers, songwriters, performers, musicians, like Gamble Rogers, Will McLean, Paul Champion, Jim Ballou, Don Grooms, and sad to say that they're no longer with us. They all went away far too soon, far before their time. However, one of their good friends and colleagues from the same era happens to be still with us, to our great fortune. Although, I have to admit, his hair was a different color back then.
Yes.
And if you look in the retrospective program, there's a wonderful picture of Bob Patterson in there from the old days in his original hair color. You had more hair, too, back then.
I did. It's true.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Bob Patterson.
Thank you, folks. Besides being honored here tonight, I am surprised. I never expected I'd be outliving all of my heroes. But all those people who have gone on, I think of them as quiet angels who have been watching over this festival to make sure that it goes on, and I'm sure with their help we'll see another 50 years out of it, hey? 1967, I came to my first festival as a guest and a backup guitar player for Gamble Rogers. I don't think I've missed many since that time, so what was it like back then? Last night, while I was alone, I began dreaming of a time now long gone. And I heard an echo in my mind. It came from that old marble stage. Swaddled by darkness, I began to press on. I let my mind carry me back to another time, up to White Springs on the banks of the Swanee, back to that old marble stage. Thank you. The bleachers were loaded, it was elbow to elbow. The crowd was swaying to the sound of a tune. Banjos were ringing while fiddlers were fiddling all on that old marble stage. Yes, I found a place that still lives in my memory. It's all lit up with laughter and song, and the sound was music to tickle your heartstrings, all coming from that old marble stage. You know, I'd love to go back, take you all with me, back to a time not so long ago, back to a place that still lives in my memory, to the joy of that old marble stage. When my mind conjures up an image of heaven, I see angels singing to the sound of a hymn, and there I meet my creator, my sage. He's standing on an old marble stage. So when I die and I've lost all my days, you can sprinkle my ashes on that old marble stage.
Yes, the old marble stage was my first stage here at the Florida Folk Festival in 1967. And I think it's still one of my favorite venues throughout the festival. When I started back in 1967, the bleachers were everywhere. They were there and on both sides, and they were creaky, noisy. At least that's what people told me, but you know, it's funny, I never noticed. I think I was just too mesmerized. Nothing ever stays the same. People from all over came, singers, pickers, dancers, and old-time folks with roots all over the land. From a marble stage, bleachers all around, tall tales, water witching, and whip cracking, blending with the Swanee. '70, '71, and '72. How many of you were here during those years? The hippie year of 1972. How many of you were here? Supposedly 100,000 people were here. Miles and miles and miles of people, scantily clad people, in various stages of inebriation and altered mind. Free spirits, that everybody was having a fabulous time back in those days. Some of our performers were here during then, and some came a little bit later, some came earlier. But you know, it's so interesting and wonderful about the Folk Festival is that when the lights are out, the music goes on over in the campground. And so many of these performers over the years singing in the campground together realized how well they sounded together. And so groups were formed, and then groups changed, and then more were formed. And I think every one of these performers on the stage have been in so many different groups. Marianne Donella first came, I believe it was in 72 or 74, 73, okay. She sported a Mary Travers haircut back then, and I thought she was one of the most beautiful voices I'd ever heard. She played as a single, as a duo, with another group, Circle of Friends, Bittersweet with Don Grooms. I've sort of lost count. And a Partridge in a Pear Tree. Sandra as well plays also with the Greengrass Revival, and I lost count with you too. And Sharon, you've been coming and you've been playing. You played with the Circle of Friends, and I don't know if you played before that with anyone, but Sand Fleece, the Sand Fleece. Remember them? And Dennis and Wayne, well, they seem to fit in everywhere. The ubiquitous musicians. Ladies and gentlemen, our favorites, please welcome South Wind.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Check.
We just wanted to say a few words before we started, very few, and I'm supposed to say them slowly and deliberately. In this 50th year Jubilee celebration, we are blessed to look back on a million fond memories of the Florida Folk Festival. Here on the Suwannee River, we have made lasting friends, courted lovers, and brought our children to the music and the joy of this folk family. My grandson is here this very weekend. On this stage, we have stood in line with Cousin Thelma Bolton, Jim Ballou, Paul Champion, Will McLean, Don Grooms, Gamble Rogers. What an honor. And we keep coming back. That's what's so great. Picture that lineup where Sandra pinched me hard in the arm and said, if I die right now, it'll be just fine. We might have even been singing this Will McLean song.
You were the wild hog in Gulf Hammer. I don't wish on any man. My blood knows his hurtful touches, dark to brown and yellow sand.
It was on a moonlit evening, pretty near the setting sun. I got careless, wasn't thinking, didn't even tote a gun. Well, there he stood, his red eyes flashing, slobber rumbling down his jaw. I never seen a sight so fearful, chilled the two of the red ball.
Yeah, there's a wild hog in Gulf Hammer. I don't wish on any man. My blood knows his hurtful touches, darks of brown and yellow sand.
Wind has been together about, we've lost track,
probably 16 or 17 years, and this next song we're going to do is one we've done from the beginning since we've been together, and you all will recognize it, and we're proud to do it for this 50th anniversary.
One, two, one, two, three, four. Traveling down that cold town road, listen to my rubber tires whine. Goodbye to Buckeye and White Sycamore, I'm leaving you behind. I've been a coal miner all of my life, laying down track in the hole. Got a back like an ironwood bent by the wind, blood veins blue as the coal. Blood veins blue as the coal.
Somebody said that's a strange tattoo you have on the side of your head.
I said that's the mark of the number 9 coal. Little more and I'll be dead. I love the rumble and I love the dark. I love the cool of the sleigh. It's running down this new road looking for a job. Traveling and looking I hate. Traveling and looking in the town of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, down in the shadow of the Cumberland Mine. There's blood on the coal, the miners die. In a land that never saw sun nor sky, a land that never saw sun nor sky. Oh, in the town of Spring Hill, you don't rest easy. Often the earth, she'll tremble and roll. When the earth gets restless, miners die. For blood and bone, they're the price of coal. Blood and bone is the price of coal.
Somebody said that's a strange tattoo you have on the side of your head.
I said that's the mark of the number 9 coal. Little more and I'll be dead. I love the rumble and I love the dark. I love the cool of the sleigh. It's running down this new road looking for a job. Traveling and looking I hate. Traveling and looking I hate.
Stood for the Union, walked in their line. Fought against the company,
made out of mud.
Stood for the UMWRA.
Some people say a man's made of muscle and blood.
Well, I've got no home, I've got no
what you call me.
Just tell her
I can go. And a blue tattoo on the side of my head. I owe my soul to the company store. Oh, my soul.
Thank you. You know, so many of the performers who are here, myself included, are here because somebody else encouraged us to be here. And it was back in 1966, I met Jim Ballou in a little coffee house in Winter Park called the Carrera Room. And he said, you know, you need to see the Florida Folk Festival, you need to meet Cousin Thelma Bolton, and you need to send an audition tape. And I did that and was accepted, and I came here in 1967 was my first year. In 1968, I came here via Greyhound bus. Of course, there's no bus terminal here in White Springs. This big Sina cruiser pulled into a convenience store not too far away from here, and there was Cousin Thelma standing outside with her driver, waiting for me, and the people on this bus could not believe where they were. This is one of those double-decker Sina cruisers, and they were all asleep. And we pulled into this little convenience store, and the pavement was quite broken up, and so the ride was rough. And they all woke up. And they look out, and they see this lady in her long white dress standing outside the bus in this little tiny town. And I got out, and Cousin Thelma took me to her house, and I moved in for the weekend. And that was my second year of the Folk Festival. And that might have been the year, or maybe a couple years after that, I'm not sure, that I met this young man also in the Carrera Room Coffee House in Winter Park. He was a young college student from Titusville. He was a fabulous classical guitarist. And he also auditioned and came to the Folk Festival and has been coming for all those years, performing alone and with Michelle Moncrief Lowe. And I don't know if, well, we used to play together too way back then too. So we had some fine times.
Right.
Mr. Joe Mark.
Thank you for that introduction as this young man.
This young man. Yes.
It was Jeannie who invited me, and I really appreciate that because I've been coming ever since.
That's right. You know, throughout the years, we have friends that have filled niches in our lives. And some have gone on, moved on to different lives, and some have passed on. But no matter what, those people have been important to us, and they remain in our hearts forever. Thank goodness for friends. Are we in tune? Thank goodness for friends who fill up the empty spaces. Friends whose faces change with the times. Those friends who take us through all the stages and then drift and fade like the wind. That's your part. Books and toys and blissful noise fill the world of little girls and boys. We live to play and play to live alone or with another. Two is company, but three's a crowd. How we learned from early on. Through smiles and tears, pain and fears, we learned to give and take. Mostly take. Thank goodness for friends who fill up the empty spaces. Friends whose faces change with the time.
Those friends
who take us through all the stages and then drift and fade like the wind. The toys are soon forgotten as the years pass quickly by. The rules remain, though the games we played were changing with the seasons. Those secrets, lies, and heartfelt cries, how we helped each other through. Those crazy dreams and reckless schemes, some we'd win, some we'd lose. Thank goodness for friends who fill up the empty spaces. Whose faces change with the times. Those friends who take us through all the stages and then drift and fade like the wind. Soon school, careers, and families put time and space between. Those playful ways and carefree days it once came so easily. By then our focus is directed toward the matters of the heart, and the friends who stayed were the ones who share the same choices that we made. Thank goodness for friends who fill up the empty spaces. Friends whose faces change with the times. Those friends who take us through all the stages. when the golden years alight upon the body and the mind, we seek the simple and the sure on safe and proven grounds. By then the friends we seek play different roles with wisdom and with grace, and where the trust and love leave off, the real comfort only begins. Thank goodness for friends who fill up the empty spaces. Friends whose faces change with the times.
Those friends
who take us through all the stages. And then drift and fade like the wind. And then drift and fade like the wind.
Thanks, Joe Mark. Whoa, how nice you look. Well, you know, in the early 80s, a young man came on the scene who startled us all with his songwriting ability. And when he was performing on the stage, he certainly had a way of getting everyone's attention. I'm talking about Mr. Bobby Hicks over here.
Hello, White Springs.
And in, I believe it was in 1984, I brought a group of school children from the East Coast of Florida to perform a musical play during the day. And one of the songs in this musical play was the classic song that Bobby wrote, I'm Florida, Need I Say More? And Bobby was so gracious to invite these school children to perform with him on stage that Saturday night of the folk festival. And it was one of those magical moments. It brought the audience to their feet. It was such a special time. Now, these children who performed back then are just about 30 years old right now. It's hard to believe it. But we have a whole new generation right here. Some wonderful children. But
there's some interesting things about this. They talk about the folk process. Children from Tallahassee, Florida. Wonderful town. I love it almost as much as I love White Springs. And you talk about, you know, the it's a small world after all. Not from Tallahassee, from Pinellas County, Megan, Jeannie Fitchin's niece. So it's going to carry on one way or another, folks. I know you all have heard me say this several times over the weekend, but remember, history to some is only heartfelt memories to others. And as we remember highlights of the 50 years, likewise, let's remember so many highlights of the 50 years that are no longer here for you to see, but so many of them are here for us to remember. So, Jeannie's gonna, I didn't wanna make a radical cracker out of school children, so you know, Originally, I'm Florida was a poem I'd written at Beaux-Arts down in Pinellas Park, Florida. I took a couple pages from it, I turned it into a song, and I wanted Jeannie Fitchin to sing it. And I just couldn't approach her with it, so I ended up having to do the song myself. I tried to give it to Frank and Ann Thomas. They weren't interested in it. So anyway, I finally started doing it myself. Well, when Jeannie put it on her album and started playing it, she performed it the way it should have been, and that's the way the children have learned it, so they're not going to be out here yelling at you and, you know, jumping up and down like I do and everything. Let's roll this
you
song.
You know what, again. Though? I learned it the way you sang it. I really did. I didn't change the song. I learned it the way you sang it.
It's the folk process,
because
I've never
then.
Sang it like that.
And I have to tell you, folks, this I did not intend to play this tonight with the children. It was going to be Bobby's performance out here with the children, but when we actually got together yesterday, he reminded me that back in 1984, I played it with the children. I have no recollection of this. So, and he said, you know, my phrasing's entirely different. They learned
but
it your way,
what?
Not mine.
Y'all gonna pick up on it quick. And while I'm up here crying, overwhelmed by these children here, let's just keep them in mind and smile at them.
And this is a hard song. It's a wonderful song. I'm Florida, need I say more?
I guess I'm a little bit of everything. I see so many clouds unfurl. Someone still remembers me. They come to see me from all over the world. I'm the Spanish moss hanging from the live oak tree. I'm what's left of the panther and the old manatee. I'm the eagle in flight, I'm the ocean's roar. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm the ghost of the Spaniard in the fountain of her youth. And oh, Augustine by the sea, and down around Brighton, I'm a Seminole Indian who somehow through it all still walks free. I'm the sunburned face of that old Key West punk drinking hurricanes down Duval Street. I'm the tarpon jumping down at Chocolosky where the Gulf and the Everglades meet. I'm the coat of gray our great-grandfathers wore when in the fields of the Lusty they fought. I'm the roar of the commerce on the mill at Le Coochie, now as vanished as the cypress they saw. I'm Apalachicola oysters and I'm Crystal Springs. I'm Cousin Thelma Bolton.
Gators are left undisturbed. I'm coral still alive out in old Tampa Bay, in a secret place my brother and I know. I'm the citrus getting ripe in the sunshine, in Bay Hill Griffin's frost-proof grows. I'm waters as clear as a swimming pool, though fewer than to be. And though I'll never be like yesterday, you can still catch a fish safe to me. So take a look around me, I'm sure you'll agree. Florida's